This petition is very important, and the reason for that is that it lets the government know that people around the world are watching. We have had people signing this petition from all parts of the world. They have signed it in the Philippines, they have signed it in Macau, they have signed it all over Europe, obviously Australia, the United States, Britain. There's almost no country in the world where somebody has not signed this petition. Symphysiotomy is an 18th century operation that breaks the pelvis. There were two forms of the operation. Symphysiotomy, which split the joint of the symphysis pubis, and pubiotomy, which severed the pubic bone. And both of those operations were done in Ireland over half a century.
Why was it carried out?
The operation was carried out initially by doctors who had a problem with birth control, and they set out to replace cesarean section with symphysiotomy. They didn't like cesarean section because, as they saw it, it limited family size. You could only have four cesareans max for safety reasons. So it kept family size and led to the practice of birth control, which was something they disapproved of enormously. The operation was also carried out, particularly in more recent decades, purely for training purposes. And women were also used in the earlier decades for experimentation. The surgery was being perfected for hospitals and clinics owned by religious orders, particularly in Africa.
How horrific was it for the women?
Well, the operation of symphysiotomy left women unable to walk, and long-term walking difficulties for the vast majority followed. Also, chronic pain, incontinence. These were the very, very, very common side effects. It was an operation that ruined lives. It led to marriage breakup. It led to bonding issues. It was a devastation for the whole family, not only for the woman. General practitioners didn't actually tell their patients that they'd had this operation. Nobody told them. They might have had a lifetime of medical consultations, and doctors didn't want to know, generally. They did not want to know.
What did the women want you to do?
Well, we in Survivors of Symphysiotomy want truth and justice. And SOS, as an organisation, has been fighting for that for over 10 years. The authorities have been stonewalling, protecting the reputation of dead doctors, and generally ignoring demands for truth and justice. And this, I suppose, continues to this day. And women, because of this stonewalling, have been forced to go the legal route. But unfortunately, it's quite difficult to take a case, a personal injuries case, over an operation that was carried out 40 years ago. One of the problems is the statute of limitations. That imposes a time limit within which claims must be brought from the time that you know that you've suffered serious injury and that you know that this serious injury was brought about by negligence. These operations were covert, bordering on clandestine. Silence surrounded it before and after. Women were not told beforehand what was going to be done. And in the vast majority of cases, they weren't told afterwards either. And they left hospital not knowing that their pelvis had been broken. The problem in these cases is that the authorities have stood over the operation of symphysiotomy. They have maintained, and they maintain to this day, the Department of Health maintains to this day, that this was a medically acceptable and even appropriate procedure. And they pretend that cesarean section was dangerous, which of course is absolute nonsense. We know that cesarean section was in at the end of the 1930s. It was the procedure of choice. It's just that some doctors decided that they were going to do symphysiotomy instead. Mothers Against the Odds showed that women are oppressed everywhere, particularly in their role as mothers. They are extremely vulnerable to exploitation, and you could see that was happening in Kenya when women were denied access to maternity care if they couldn't pay. And you could see it in Ireland, where women were denied access to cesarean section by doctors who decided that they had the right to make reproductive choices for them.